Hey, NetFitters, welcome to the Couch to Court Guided Run. I am NetFit Sarah, and I'll be guiding you through the Get Started Running program, and we're taking it easy, baby steps, but I'll be with you all the way. Today, we are doing a 60-second jog with a 60-second walk. Now, we're trying to fit in 10 lots of those efforts. We're going to start with a 5-minute warm-up, and we've been so lucky to have Paul McKinnon, the balance runner, jump in and tell us a little bit about the running technique that we need to think about when we hit the track or hit the oval, wherever you are today. I'm going to start the 5-minute timer now. And during this time, I want you to warm up at your own pace and just tune in to all the cues that Paul's got to share with you. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Paul from The Balance Runner, and this week's tip that we're going to work on is self-awareness. Now, a lot of people don't give it enough time or thought about what movements they are making and how they are running. So what we're going to go through is a couple of questions you can ask yourself while you're out and running to give you a bit of understanding of how you're moving, what it feels like, and what you're doing when you're running. The first thing I want you to think about is, how am I holding my arms? What position am I holding in relation to my body? And is left and right doing the same thing or in the same position? The easiest way you can think about this is think about the angle inside the elbow. Is it really open or is it really closed? Is one open and one closed? Or the other part is how far and what is the gap between your elbow and your ribs? Just from those two awareness points, you can start to get an understanding of, are they in the same position? Are they making the same movement? The next thing I want you to think about is your shoulders. So as you are running, are you holding your shoulders really high and uptight? Are they low? Are they rounded? Are they pulled back? Start to get an understanding and a feel for what is actually being done. What position are you holding them in? Have you got any tension? If you do have some tension, where is it? As we move down through the body, start to think about your torso. Am I really up tall? Is my chest out? Have I got a really big arch through my back? Am I rounded? Where am I holding tension? What position am I in when I'm running? Start to get a feel for what sort of breathing you are doing. Is it high? Is it through the diaphragm? Or is it quite shared and nice and open? Is it controlled? Is it relaxed? Going down into legs, does one leg lead? And what that means is one leg leading or reaching further in front of the body, left or right? Do you feel one kick higher behind the body, left or right? And now into feet, and start to think about, where am I landing? What does that landing feel like? Does it sound the same left and right? Or can I feel and hear a difference between left and right? Is that timing even? Once you go through all these, you'll start to get a bit of an understanding of your movement pattern and how this is influencing and affecting. Start to give you a bit of a feel of where you can actually relax, where you can move, and create some evenness in the movement. Other than that, smile, enjoy the run, and can't wait to catch up again soon.
I make you sweat, sweat.
Just like this.
Thank you so much, Paul. Let's make sure we take all of those hot tips into our jog today. We're starting in 10 seconds. Okay. Big deep breath. I just want you to shuffle. I want you to move. Whatever you call a jog, that is us. In 3, 2, 1. All right. Let's go. 60 seconds here. Feeling comfortable. Feeling proud. You've shown up today. And you're going to show up again. Sometimes it just takes putting your shoes on, leaving them at the door the morning before you run and just saying, I'm going to put those on. Sometimes I trick myself in to say, I'll just go for a walk. And what I'll do is I'll put my headphones in the way I go. Just shuffle. Take note of those tips that Paul's mentioned about how you're feeling, your awareness. It could be sunny. You could be on a treadmill. Whatever way you are running with us today, take in whatever environment you're in and just be feeling lucky to be alive. Great job. Okay, we're going into our walk in 10 seconds. So nice and easy as we merge into the finish line. Great job, ticking off your first run. Great work. Okay, as we walk through this next 60 seconds, take a big deep breath. Try not to think too far ahead of what's coming up of the run. I want you just to think about where you are, your awareness, your body, how you're feeling, acknowledging some niggles or acknowledging what's around you. But whatever you do, don't think negatively about one thing going on with your body or what's going on around you. I want you to think about how you're flipping everything into a positive. I'm going to let the music play, but in this time, get lost in the song. Get lost in what you're doing here today. Just feel proud. All right, Netfitters, starting in 10 seconds, we are going back to our little jog. We're just going to tick those feet over. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Shuffle. Let's go. Great job. Keep it up.
Ama, que la vida es corta y no perdona.
Well done.
Canta, que los recuerdos siempre son un viaje. Baila, que el tiempo es tiempo.
Great work. Just tick those legs over. I like to think when I go out for a run, imagine what I would be doing if I wasn't doing this. I'd be regretting that I wasn't running. So great job, you've already achieved that. Moving one foot in front of the other. Resting in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Okay, Netfitters, just getting into that walk. Enjoy the next 60 seconds. Big deep breath. Walking, standing tall. This is your rest. Enjoy every second. Seconds, guys, we're getting ready for our next run. This is set number 3. You've been doing so well. In 3, 2, 1, here we go. Shuffle. Jog it out. Have a look down at your hands. Have you got your hands tucked in, swinging? Great work. Keep those eyes up. Great job, guys. Now, some of you might be thinking, what have I got myself into? You are starting today. You're not going to feel 100% comfortable. Keep it up. You guys know, baby steps. Once you just start, you'll do the next session. And then after that, you'll drop another session. Your body starts to adapt. It starts to feel change. Just think about that post-workout high. Those feels that you just want to do things you usually wouldn't want to do. This is why you're here. You're probably doing it for somebody, or you're doing it for your kids. You might be doing it for your netball team. But at the end of the day, that drive comes from within. Into our walk in 3, 2, 1. All right, this is your 60 seconds. Walk it out. Big deep breath. Don't think about too many steps ahead, just in the now. Enjoy the tunes. Getting ready for our fourth set in 3, 2, 1. Okay, little shuffle in the now. Think about, what is the reason you're here today? Why did you show up? And that's what's gonna push you through when you feel like stopping. Great work. Awareness, check through your body. How you're feeling? The timing of your feet? Are your shoulders relaxed? Are your hands close up to your chest and just freely pumping? 1 foot in front of the other. Tap, 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 tap. Let's go. Great job. 10 seconds before we finish this next set, you get to walk. You should be really feeling great now. We are nearly halfway through our run and you've come so far. Don't stop. 3, 2, walk it out. So in this walk, I want you to take a couple of big deep breaths. Drop those shoulders. Try to breathe deep into your tummy. Those steps, 1 foot in front of the other in the walk, is so important. Yeah. 10 seconds before we start our fifth set. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Little shuffle. Take it easy. You're not running a marathon here today. You are just ticking 1 foot over in front of the other. This community will be all behind you. Just imagine where you are, the track you're on, the oval you're on. Imagine all the other net fitters all over the world, where they're running. They're all doing it. They're all feeling what you're feeling right now. Come on. Legs up, legs up, legs up. Come and pose for a picture. Pose it up, no filter. Big shouts to my sisters. Great job, guys. Check in, awareness. Remember the tips from Paul. Alright, slowing down in 10 seconds, go to the finish line. You've got this. Going into our walk in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well done! Woo! We are halfway there. Drop those shoulders, take a big deep breath, but keep walking. This is a walk pace you can take it whichever way you like, as long as you are moving forward. Great work. Take this time. Enjoy the rest. Five more sets coming up. Getting started in 10 seconds. This is our sixth set. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jog, shuffle, just slowly, you've got it. Now, whenever I'm feeling like I want to stop, I keep thinking to myself, all the times I've been knocked down in life. I feel like that's too many to mention here today. But I kind of love that feeling of just being at the bottom of the pack. I just love that feeling where I've got nowhere to go but up. I just want to take one step at a time. There's no judgment. It feels the best. It's just like, go for it. Like, I can't fail because there's nowhere else to go. So great job. Anyone at this pace at the minute, some people might have dropped into a walk. I don't care. You are amazing to me. And if you are walking at this time, pump your arms. That could be your way to get your heart rate up. I don't care as long as you are here and you see this track out to the end. That's it. Keep going. Looking into the distance, being completely in the now. Going into our rest in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, 60 seconds of rest here. Enjoy the tunes, big deep breath, drop those shoulders down. Don't worry about anything but your walking. Netfitters, we are getting going in 10 seconds. This is our seventh set. We are nearly there. I want you to think you are back on court. We are in our last quarter of netball. We are 2 goals down. 3, 2, let's go. Little jog. All right, teammates are all around us. You've got back to play what you wanted to do. You're feeling good. How good is this? You're thinking about the pre-season, the catch to court you did to get you back on that court feeling so good. Keep ticking away. There's a loose ball. You chase it. You pick up the winning intercept. And then you're feeling good. Those feelings after an intercept or something that you've done to help your team win, that's what I want you to think about. And you know what your body can do. You do have to do the time. Tick it away each day. You were my light, you were my diamond, cut from the shape of my heart. Shining so bright. All right, guys, 10 seconds to go, and then we are into our walk. Let's push all the way to the line. Don't stop. 5, 4, 3, 2, and resting. Well done. Big deep breath. Turn those shoulders away from your ears. Get lost in the music. Think about where you are, what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing, and how close you are to this finish line. Started in 10 seconds. We are going into our eighth set. You know what that means, not far to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. This is a shuffle. Tick 1 foot over, 1 foot over, 1 foot over. Yes. Feeling proud. as I said at the start, people tell us, you know, you're doing it for yourself. You know, you only got yourself to measure yourself against. I agree with that. But in my mind, I'm always doing it for a community. I'm doing it to inspire someone that might be able to do it. I'm doing it for all the NetFitters out there all over the world that sometimes think, how can we keep so much consistency in our life? Well, we're going to prove we can. Let's go. Great job, guys. Well done. Now, some of you might be mums looking back at your kids when you walk through that door tonight and look at their little faces and how proud they are of you. Good job, guys. Well done. Now we're going to pull up in 10, 9, 8, all the way, 7, 6. That finish line, keep ticking those legs over. 4, 3, 2, and resting. Great job. This is your walk. We have one run set to go. Unbelievable work. Get lost in the music. Make the most of this last jog. Great work. Right, NetFitters, this is our last run. This is set number 10, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just tick those legs over. Great, come on. I know you might be feeling like walking at this stage, but that's why I just want you to shuffle. Or if you're feeling comfortable, this might be your time to step it up. This is your last set. Now at NetFit, we set big, unrealistic goals that scare the life out of us, but we don't get lost in that. I think big, but I really play small. I just think about day by day, what can we do? Right now, you've done it all. You're nearly at the end of this last bit of the run. Keep ticking it away. All these little 1%ers add up. I cannot express it enough. We're nearly there, guys, and this is just run number one. Great work. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. You have finished today's run. We are still going to walk for this 60 seconds to make sure we're recovering really well. Well done. Guys, we have completed our first couch to court. So in this time, make sure you suck that air in deep into your lungs. You're probably thinking about what fuel you're going to put in your body right now. I love it. That's all I think about when I run. So I just want you to think about within the first 30 minutes of your workout that you're thinking about what protein you can put in your body. Now, dairy is a great way. I have a little chalky milk, but also some yogurt's great. Before I start my run, sometimes I'll have half a banana. Some people like to run on an empty stomach, but I'd usually eat the other half of the banana when I get home. So there's little tricks that you'll find will work for you. Why we get you to put that protein in your body within 40 minutes after your run or after a training or a game, it's to replenish the muscles. You know, as you're running and as you'll go through this program, you'll start to feel tight, which is muscle mass gaining, and it's sort of DOMS, which is all of this muscle building going on. I don't want to get too tech for you, but this will need fuel. This will need help to get through. So that active recovery of walking, stretching, ice baths, walking in cold water, hot and cold showers help because it helps blood flow. But never forget, there's probably two other major ones. The one for me, my biggest one, is sleep. I just know that sorts me out in every area of my life. But the other one is getting that protein and hydration. All right, guys. That is a wrap from us here today. Thank you so much for doing our very first Couch to Court run. This program is so close to my heart. I've started from scratch and I've got back to playing at the elite level. And I'm telling you, when I started from scratch, I never, ever, ever, ever thought I could sprint or change direction at the pace I did. So when we break it down and we take it easy on ourselves, that's the most important thing. Now, I'll see you here next week for week two of Couch to Court. We're going to build it up by just 10%. So don't expect any major changes. We're going to take it easy our whole way through this program. Stay safe and see you next week.